Nolte, court threatens to take child from mother over Confederate symbol. By John Nolte on May 8, 2021. The woke Gestapo will now take your children away from you if your politics are not correct. This is not the state threatening to take away a foster child or adopted child. This is the state of New York threatening to take away a woman's very own child over a rock in her driveway painted with a Confederate symbol. Per the New York Post. The upstate woman has been told she needs to ditch a driveway decoration painted with a Confederate flag or risk losing custody of her mixed-race child. Given that the child is of mixed race, it would seem apparent that the presence of the flag is not in the child's best interests, as the mother must encourage and teach the child to embrace her mixed-race identity, rather than thrust her into a world that only makes sense through the tortured lens of cognitive dissonance. Judges with the Appellate Division's Third Department in Albany wrote in a ruling released Thursday. So not only is this fascist court threatening to take away a woman's own child over her political beliefs, this fascist court is saying the mother must encourage and teach the child to embrace her mixed-race identity. In other words, the mother will not be allowed to teach her child that being mixed-race is meaningless and has nothing to do with character or identity. No, she must teach the child to embrace her mixed-race identity, to be proud of it, and to assume it has something to do with her value as a human being. So now the courts are telling parents what politics they must practice or risk losing their own children, and that they must poison their children with identity politics. Do you have any idea how sick this is, the Pandora's box it opens up? As someone in the Post article aptly points out, it is one of the clearest infringements on someone's free speech by the state to have a court threaten to restrict a parent's rights to their child based upon the propriety of a person's political beliefs. You could easily find a conservative court saying that a person who flies a rainbow pride flag on their front door is an unfit parent because that judge does not believe in sexual choices, say, that are beyond that of just males and females, the lawyer added. This awful precedent reminds me of the dreadful Supreme Court decision that upheld Obamacare, that made it legal and constitutional for the government to force every American to buy a corporate product. Okay. So what happens when a conservative government uses this precedent to force every American to purchase a gun and a MyPillow for their own good? How is that any different from health insurance? It's not. The intent is the same, for the betterment of society. And now we have a New York court doing the exact same thing, creating an appalling precedent that will now make it legal for judges of all political stripes to say, unless you stop expressing your political beliefs and raise your child to believe what I want your child to believe, I am going to take away your child.